And something you carry food out to the hog pen would be a...
A bucket.
What kind of bucket?
Let's see. A slop bucket.
Okay. Did you ever been around that?
No.
And something you fry eggs in would be a...
Frying pan.
Any other name?
A skillet.
What's the difference?
We use it the same here.
Made out of the same?
Yes. No matter what it's made out of, a frying pan or a skillet, to me and to my people, it's the same thing. I've never even had that question asked me, and I don't know the difference.
Some people would make a distinction between whether it's made of cast iron or sheet metal. Do you?
No. I still call it a skillet.
Something that's I don't think you would ever seeing this, except maybe in an antique shop. But I used to have something. It was kind of like a skillet or a frying pan. It had little legs on it,
mm-hmm.
and you could put it in the fireplace and cook
mm-hmm.
on it. But it wasn't. I don't think it was as deep as a Dutch oven or anything.
Mm-hmm. I have some on my patio, just like that.
What would you call it?
I call that a Dutch oven, still, even though it has legs.
Did you ever hear the term spider?
I've heard that term, and I've had people come in my store and ask for that.
Ask for
a spider.
What would they be?
They would be talking about a pan, a cast iron
mm-hmm.
pan. I'm not sure exactly what it would look like, because I never have had one, you know?
Did you get the impression that it had legs?
Yes, I think I did. Uh-huh.
Who would ask for one? I mean, any?
Some of these country people that come in have asked for that. They sure have. But I never have had it. Mm-hmm.
Something that you could plant flowers in would be
a flower pot.
And something you could cut flowers in.
A vase.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for everyone to eat with, you'd give everyone a
fork?
And what else?
A knife and a spoon.
And if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might put out steak.
Knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go...
Clean up the dishes.
Or go what the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she...
Rinses the dishes.
Do you ever hear people say rinse?
Oh, many times, yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever pronounce it that way?
Oh, definitely no.
How does that sound to you?
Well, uneducated.
How would they say that?
A wrench?
Uh-huh.
Just like I said it.
And?
I heard a girl last night say axe. A-I-X. And how did she use it? She is from Eunice, which is in St. Landry Parish. And she says, I had to ax my parents. Now, this is a girl that was in college. Can you believe that? Never thought anything about it. Of course, she had a very strong French background. Cajun French, you see. And she used that term. I was amazed.
Cloth or rags?
Washcloth.
And when you're drying them?
A towel.
And to bathe your face with, you have
a washcloth.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
And the thing that you'd use to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth?
A pitcher.
Where you'd pour it through
a funnel?
Okay. And